Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. We're talking about something that is sacred this morning. There is a sense that in sexual sin, we violate the sacredness of our own bodies. These bodies that were made for God-given and God-modeled love for becoming one with another. Or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through your body. So let people see God in and through your body. You see, the gift that God has given us should be saved for the one that you will spend the rest of your life with. You see, if you respect that one that you will someday marry, you need to save yourself, pardon me, for him or her. Folks, you know, once you lose your virginity, you can't get it back. It's gone. I'm sure there are a lot of adults here that go, yeah, that's right. I never could get that back. Now, I want you to hear me, youth. I'm not saying this lightly. Adults, you know how hard it was when we were youth. Watch TV for 30 minutes and think about how much harder it is for our youth today. In our house, we wish we had a filter for the commercials. They're worse than a lot of the shows. Amen? You see, I want you to hear this, and I'm going to say it as nicely as I can. Youth, this is all kinds of sex. Do you understand what I mean? You see, many of our youth today define it in different ways. Do I have to say any more? And it's true for several reasons. Number one, sexually transmitted diseases. They are rampant, and most of the time, the person doesn't realize that they have them. With diseases like HIV and AIDS, you are literally putting your life in your hands. Or taking your life into your own hands. You see, my parents taught sex education to 7th and 8th graders whenever they were teaching. And my dad always put it like this. Yes, I was listening. When it comes to diseases, my dad said this. Boys, when you have sex, you're also having sex with every boy she's ever had sex with. Now, I don't know about you, but as a 7th and 8th grader, when my dad said that, I thought, yuck! But it got the point across, right? But that's something that is so very serious. And that's vice versa, by the way, ladies. My point is, if you respect yourself and your future spouse, save yourself for that one special person. Two, the chance of pregnancy out of wedlock. This is a huge responsibility. And as soon as she becomes pregnant, as soon, now I want you to hear me, as soon as she becomes pregnant, she has a human life inside of her. All the genes and chromosomes and everything is present. Right there, that you and I have as grown people. She has a human life inside of her, a huge responsibility. This means, folks, that you have created life just like God did in the beginning. And in my opinion, abortion is absolutely not an option. Number three, it rapes your soul. Although the first two are very important, this one is the most serious. Every person you're intimate with, you leave a piece of your soul with them.